Nice win against Lexington, and a great to see a young man hit a milestone in victories with Isaac, 100 wins, and that's terrific for that young man, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yes. It was a great evening of tennis for the team, and like you said, we played well against Lexington and won that one 9-0, so we're pleased with the way the kids played. Closest match was an 8-4 margin, the kids came out and played really, really well. They've been playing some great tennis as of late, and so it's been really awesome to see them get after things in the JVs. We had all 32 kids on the courts, and we won 28 of the 32 matches played, so it was an opportunity for our JVs to get out and play, you know, 2 to 3 matches, and it was great for them to play. It's been a couple weeks since they've had an opportunity on the court, so always, always a great opportunity and fun to see those younger kids play. And we've talked about this for many, many years, that, your young kids are what build your program, and so it was great to get them all on the courts and get them some match play experience. And yes, it was a great feat by Isaac Hinz to pick up his 100th career win. That's a very huge milestone in a tennis player's career, so to get it as a junior already is pretty impressive. And so really proud of Isaac. He is a kid who's put in so much time, and just the way he plays and just the determination he has is just a lot of fun to see. And kind of funny story on him, I remember he is a freshman. We had him come in and play in our summer tennis camp, and he was kind of leaning back and forth between cross country and tennis, didn't know what he wanted to do, and he said, I'm going to give tennis a try for a year. And boy, that's last night. I said, aren't you glad you made the choice to do tennis, because you've gone to state for 2 years and got 2 state medals, and then you get your 100th career as a junior. So just real pleased with the way, you know, Isaac has developed. And, you know, it's all on him. He's put in a ton of time and just really works on his game, and just a great kid to have around the program.
No question. And he's going to add to the win total, get a lot more. But a nice win against Lexington. You've had a busy stretch going Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm sure those guys are pretty tired, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, but you know, when you're having some success on the courts, the kids don't even know it. That's what's kind of fun. It's the kids are playing well, and when they're playing well, having fun, you know, the tiredness, they don't even recognize it. And that's what's been really fun with this group this last couple of days, is they are having a lot of fun on the courts and competing. And, you know, that's all I wanted to do, just get out and just continue to build and compete and just become a better player than you were the day before. And we're definitely seeing that growth. And so it'll be nice to have the varsity have a couple days of practice and then turn around for a tough invitational at Lexington. And we'll take 12 kids to Lexington today for a doubles JV invite. So that'll be fun. We'll start that at 11. And so great opportunity for 12 of our participants to get out and play against some good teams. You know, we'll see another good Kearney High JV team, and North Platte will be there. They've had some stronger JV players, and then Kearney Catholic, and then, of course, Lexington. So doesn't let up. We'll keep rolling along, and we'll just keep playing these matches and the kids' opportunity to get on the court.